Conversations with John. Oh my goodness. Okay. Okay, so John is a ET that I have been communicating with, which sounds silly, but it is what it is. And today I've just been by myself all day, which is very unorthodox, like very unlikely for me because I have three children and a full-time job, and I am very seldomly alone. And this all just came in, and I've been on and off crying, not for sadness, but just like a feeling of overwhelm of how beautiful everything is. And it's just a lot right now. So I'm gonna try to ask them questions, and I will tell you the question and then tell the answer as well. Okay. First question is, what can I do to be more fully in each moment? To be more fully in each moment, he says, you need to let your guard down. Enjoy life and stop worrying about all of the little minute things that don't matter that we're so caught up in. Did I get my luggage? Did I pay my bills? Did I meet the right person? We're so caught up in these little tiny moments that really don't serve our highest potential. But in the same aspect, it's these little moments that make up the bigger picture. So if we can shift the little moments from anxiety and worry to a grander scale of opening and desire and potential, then we shift the bigger picture as well as the minute, small details. Everyone is made up of moments that impact you greatly. And it's these moments that we think really set us on apart from others and who we are. But it's these smaller moments that you can barely see with a microscope that are the ones that make you who you are. The saying goes, you are who you truly are when no one is watching. And that is true, but in these moments where you are alone and you feel disconnected, you reach for your phone or you watch TV or you try to connect yourself in some way when you should be connecting to your higher purpose and your higher soul's journey. And that's how you'll feel more connected. That's how you'll feel more true of who you are. More alive, more in your body, more vital and healthy and strong, instead of feeling heartbroken and sad and disconnected and alone. We've always been here. We've always been here to help you. Some of you can see us and some of you cannot. But when you open your mind and you open your heart to the potential of our love, then you see your own potential. And it's amazing. You can do things that you never thought were possible. You can break laws not the laws that your society has set upon you, but physical laws that you never thought you could. And you're beginning to see a little taste of this. And we're going to go more deeply on how these laws can be broken and how much fun it can be to be a rebel. The most important part in this whole journey is listening to your inner self, listening to your inner guidance. And if it feels true to your inner self and your inner guidance, then it is. But the inner guidance doesn't tell you how stupid you are. It doesn't tell you how much you weigh. It doesn't tell you what your hair looks like. The inner guidance is the voice that tells you you love you. That you are amazing. Your inner guidance is your cheerleader. And it's time now to connect with that higher purpose, that higher self again, like you used to when you were a child. Children are so free because they just allow what comes through and they just express it with no care or concern. For example, when a child tells you they don't like you, they're not worried if you will like them back or you will be hurt or any of those things. They don't care. What they care about is letting you know the truth. And the truth is they do not like you. And that is perfectly fine because not everyone needs to love you. What's most important is you love yourself.